based on a true scary, contains adult themes, language, and all-around scary shit. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, yeah.
Hello. Welcome to Based on a True Scary, where we look at horror films that claim to be based on true events and see how much they're lying.
Wow. That was fantastic.
Thank you so much, Jake. I am your host and self-proclaimed horror buff, Trisha, and I want to reintroduce you to my lovely co-host and fellow horror fanatic, Jake. Hi, Jake.
Hi.
Jake hates the formalities.
there's a lot behind that that no one understands.
That's a fueled intro. So today we're looking at the film Annabelle, and this film was chosen by today's fabulous guest, our dear friend Elise.
Hi,
Elise.
Hi, how are you?
Oh my God, I'm so good. How are you feeling about your choices? How you feel about your film choices?
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard you had a little experience while watching it. Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, that was me leading into it.
Elise doesn't want to talk, so this is...
She's very nervous, okay. For sure.
You want me to tell what happened?
Yes.
I watched Annabelle, and then I tried to watch a light cooking show after, so I could go to bed. And my cousin had an insane bloody nose, and then blood came out of his eyes, and now I'm convinced he is, in fact, Annabelle.
Oh, this didn't happen during the movie?
No, right after.
Oh, I don't think that counts.
I thought this was during.
I thought, like, yeah, like,
I
like
explained
climax.
It pretty clearly that it was during MasterChef.
I
like wrote that out to you guys.
I don't believe you. I'll look at it later.
All right, scratch everything I just said. It happened during Annabelle.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That's so spooky.
So, like, was it like dripping out?
I didn't see the eye part, but he told me about it.
Oh, so you could be lying.
Well, that's like a huge...
He was not lying because I Googled it, and they basically, his nose was bleeding everywhere, and then he got really sick to his stomach, and he thought he was gonna throw up, so he ran to the bathroom, and then he blew his nose and blood came out of his eyes.
Damn. I actually, can you give me a bloody nose so I can try that?
I mean, I will hit
yeah.
you. I have no problem with that.
Jesus. Is it because of the intro thing?
It's mostly intro fuel. That's, well, my watching experience was a lot less spooky. I was watching it on an airplane, and the woman next to me just continued to nudge me after everything, like, remotely scary happened, and was like, huh, so good, right? She, like, told me that, I was like, I'm going to watch a scary movie. I hope that's okay. I was hoping that I would sit next to a kid.
Yeah, you kept
saying
that.
As I told you guys, so that would be
She said it a couple
times. But no, it was this woman who I asked if it was all right if I could watch it. And she was like, oh my God, I love Annabelle. So then she just proceeded to interrupt it.
Really?
The
you
entire
sat next
time.
To someone who knew the movie
yes.
and loved it.
Everybody knows this movie.
That's true.
Anyways, let's...
That's a good point. Yeah, we can move on from that.
That was a good segue.
Yeah. Your experience was definitely more boring than mine.
Agreed. Let's get into the film here. So as we discussed,
you're not going to ask about my experience.
Oh yeah, what was your?
Yeah,
oh,
no, yeah. I'll go fuck myself. It's fine.
Did you watch it at home?
I watched it with Cora.
Was it scary?
That was it. No.
I'm
terrified.
Scary.
No, I'm terrified of dolls.
I'm actually very scared of dolls.
I haven't seen any of the Chuckies. I'm terrified. I avoid watching this movie. Meh. Yeah.
Okay. Didn't think it was scary?
No.
Did you think it was scary, Elise?
I thought there were scary parts, but I think they could have done something that would have made it more scary.
They didn't for do. Me. They didn't do enough of like what my cats do to me all the time, where you look at them and they're like they're in the corner, and then you turn, and then you look back and they're like sitting on top of you.
Yeah,
there wasn't a lot of that going.
There wasn't like enough movement of the doll.
Yeah,
yeah, she really didn't move that much.
Yeah. I think it gets better in the other Annabelle's.
They are. So that, yeah, that brings me to the next session where we break down all of the deets. Start with the Rotten Tomatoes because you brought it up. So it had a 29% critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
That makes sense. Which is like, it's a little high.
It's abysmal. 36% audience rating, so a little bit better. But yeah, by far the lowest rated out of the, there's three Annabelle movies now. The newest one actually has a decent rating, which is crazy. Like what sequel is rated higher. That's so rare that the sequels have a higher rating than the original one.
They said, yeah, there's a bunch of them. Like Empire Strikes Back.
Godfather 2. I think that's it.
That's it.
I think it's different, though, for
horror.
Scary, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fair. Devil's Rejects.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. So this, well, and then also this is technically a spiritual successor of The Conjuring. Oh. So I guess this is in some way a sequel. Was released in 2004, directed by John R. Leonetti. I'm sorry, 2014. You did the same thing last time.
I did the same exact thing. Twins.
Okay. Oh, God, we're bad. Okay. So this was released in 2014, directed by John R. Leonetti, who, as a director, didn't do much and hasn't done much.
Wait, so I'm trying to understand this. He directed Mortal Kombat.
So he directed, before this, he directed Mortal Kombat Annihilation, The Butterfly Effect, wait for it, 2.
Oh, never mind.
The Butterfly Effect 2, and then an episode of the TV show Sleepy Hollow, but he was a cinematographer on Dead Silence, which I love Dead Silence, The Conjuring, Insidious, and Insidious 2. So he was like in the James Wan world. Oh. So this bad boy was written by Gary Dauberman. Who wrote, so before this, he wrote Blood Monkey, which I don't know if you've seen Blood Monkey. I have. It's a better movie. And Swamp Devil. I have not seen Swamp Devil, but that's sort of what he's known for. So he made, or he wrote these two super random low-budget horror films, got Annabelle, which is a massive studio release, and then goes on to do Annabelle Creation, It, The Nun, Annabelle Comes Home, and then the upcoming Are You Afraid of the Dark? So they saw Annabelle and thought this guy did such a good job that they gave him all those movies.
That's crazy.
I would not have done that. I would not.
Yeah. That's,
I thought he did a great job.
Sorry, Gary.
Well, who knows? Maybe the script on paper is good and the directing was bad. I made
yeah, well,
right
okay, we'll blame it on John. We'll blame it on John. Yeah. It had a budget of $6.5 million. It earned $257 million at the box office.
That's crazy.
Because dolls. Rated R, 1 hour, 38 minutes, and then the truth claim. So in all official marketing, in the movie, they don't actually say it's based on a true story. They don't have that title card in the movie. In marketing, they claimed it was based on a true story, but it is a continuation of The Conjuring, which does have the title card of based on a true story. So they said it was real. Thoughts on the movie? I know we kind of already got into it, but you did not think it was scary. You thought it was scary.
I thought there were scary parts. Like, I wasn't terrified the whole time or anything, but little spooky parts.
Yeah, there was some jump scares. Like, there was some scary-ish parts.
I liked the part where she went down in the basement and then, though, the elevator wouldn't work, the elevator scene, you know, where the doors kept up. I thought that was fun. A little spooky demon at the bottom of the stairs.
Am I getting ahead of myself where I want to tell you what I wish?
No, let's take a break and listen to Elise's version of Annabelle.
I'll stop.
I'm just not as scared. What?
Nothing.
I'm just not as afraid of demons as I am of dolls. So,
okay.
Or like cult people.
Yeah.
So if it had in fact just been, I guess I would have been more scared if it was actually like Chucky, where it was the actual psycho cult girl who was in the doll versus like a devil demon like that. And then when they actually show the devil demon, he didn't scare me, but that doll, that was,
I mean,
like,
that doll.
Scariest, I mean, also like that, in my opinion, no one in the world would want that doll.
Oh, God.
So the fact that, like, the beginning, first of all, I thought the woman was going to be like, what the hell? Why'd you give me this? Because her face was like, why? And then she was so excited.
Well, her doll collection was insane.
She had other terrifying dolls.
But the other ones weren't like that.
It was that one doll was so, it stood out from, it was dirty, too. Like,
It got dirtier as the movie.
And it was vintage that he says that he looked everywhere for it.
But did you notice they said that they didn't know if they were having a boy or a girl? And he walked in that room and everything was blue, but there was a shitload of dolls everywhere.
No. So that's why they kept it balanced.
Yeah, that was a nice balance.
We're going to confuse this child.
Yeah.
One of the parts that I died laughing at was, this is actually after all the shit goes down and they move to the new house in Pasadena. And they find Annabelle again after they threw her out, which was terrifying. And she decides to keep the doll. And then it, you know, goes up to the area where there's the dolls. And she's like, oh, no, I'll keep it. She fits perfectly. And then they show, and it's these tiny dolls. And Annabelle is massive, huge, crammed huge on the yeah, shelf. She did not fit perfectly. Just looks like this absolute demon doll.
I just think the part that doesn't make sense is that first anyone would ever want this doll. And then the fact that anyone would want the doll after they threw it away and it appeared back after experiencing anything weird. Well, like, a normal human would be like, get the doll out of here forever.
And the fact that he talks about how the doll was so expensive that maybe they would have trouble paying rent. And so when they decide to get rid of the doll, he just throws it away. Put that shit on eBay. I mean, yeah. I know this is supposed to be... Well, actually, they don't give a time frame.
They
didn't
really clarify that.
They do not.
It's the 70s.
Well, we know I think it's about 1969 because we have Manson getting... Yeah, baby. There's a scene where Manson's shown being arrested. Yeah. So
like, depending on like what time of year it was, like it could have been 70 or 69 or something.
Well, can we talk about the really crazy, like, that intense, like, cult scene where he stabbed...
Was it the guy or the girl that stabbed the parents? Wait, what? In the beginning.
Yes, right? I thought that was the scariest part.
That part was really scary.
I couldn't believe this is a studio release film when you have a cult member stabbing a pregnant woman.
Yeah. But it does piss me off. She gets stabbed. I don't know anything about what happens when you're pregnant and get stabbed. But she gets stabbed in the lower side. And she spends the whole time kind of like crawling around like a turtle while her husband is like fighting off two people. She could stand up. You know?
No, but I mean, you could tell she was clearly like going through something. She knows like everything was like quiet around her.
It got going through something vision.
Also, have you ever been pregnant, Jake? Do you know what you would feel like? Have you ever been stabbed while you're pregnant?
Yeah, that was stabbed prego vision.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so then, yeah, your opinion I'm an expert. Yeah. Is totally valid.
No, there was...
Who has been stabbed while pregnant? I don't think it was crazy how she reacted.
No, I mean, I thought that was heavy. Then there's a weird scene where she's asking the husband to make sure that he saves the baby over her if there's any issue. Yeah,
that was crazy. Well, that was like, they were obviously planting that there.
Correct.
But it's like, okay.
Correct.
But did they really ever explain why? Did they someone say like, oh, you might lose the baby?
I think that anytime you have kind of trauma like that, maybe it's a more difficult birth. Also in 1970 or 69, whenever it happened, maybe...
I'm sorry, are you a medical doctor? Do you... Yes. So you've been stabbed in the stomach, and you're a medical doctor.
I just think she's lived a life.
Yes.
When they had the baby, there was a weird pause about what the name was going to be, and I so badly wanted them to be, you know... This is Annabelle.
Oh, yeah.
I almost expected, I knew it wasn't going to happen, but they made a weird moment about the name, and I wanted them to say Annabelle so bad.
I also have a problem with the name thing. Mia and Leah?
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing I saw.
Oh, because I'm like, bold, that I put it in my notes.
Kept confusing the crap
because
out
the
of me.
Names, yeah, I mean, it's like, come on.
Speaking of weird name stuff, so I had never seen the two lead actors before or since in my life. I mean, they were very good-looking people.
The ones named Annabelle.
Yes. Yeah. I looked up the actress.
Do you think they did that on purpose?
That had to be how she got the job. Absolutely. I looked up the actress on IMDb to see if I'd ever seen her in anything, and her name is Annabelle. And I thought I clicked on something wrong. I mean...
It was a stressful time for her.
It was very sad.
Yeah, she called
me. Are you okay?
I'm still upset about it.
Surprised you didn't call me about it.
I probably text you.
Yeah.
I probably did. Can we talk about the sewing needle?
Oh, my God.
And the sewing machine and how all of the foreshadowing and the part where she asks, what's that noise? When it is
it's
clearly...
It's like literally what you do every day.
Yeah, she works with a sewing machine every single day. Here's a sewing machine.
And she's like terrified and can't figure out what it is. I'm not really sure why, and now I might feel stupid, why were they emphasizing the sewing machine the whole time?
Well, because she ends up like hurting her finger with
tension.
It was just bad tension. The same with the save the baby.
It was really poor, like, that's poor filmmaking right there.
Yeah.
That was just like trying to build,
okay.
Cut that out. Just like it was tension building and wasn't needed.
No.
And there were a lot of weird like you could have done... with noise, I thought.
Oh, yeah. So the rocking chair.
Yeah. I want to test this. If you are in a room in your very nice 1960s, 1970s house with the door closed, Could you hear a rocking chair down the hall in another room with the door closed?
Because if you can, there's some no WD-40.
Yeah.
Fix that shit.
There's no way you can
also,
hear that.
Why? There's just so many things that any normal person would have been freaked out by that she was not fazed by.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, for instance, not like, for instance, she hears the rocking chair and then goes in the room and the doll who was not in the rocking chair is now all of a sudden in the rocking chair and the rocking chair is moving and then she just looks at it and closes the door.
Yeah, totally fine with that.
That happened a lot of times.
This is after a crazed cult member breaks into her house, stabs her,
and
tries to murder her.
The
holding the doll. Died in
the blood dropped in its eye.
In its eye.
Yeah, just like Kyle. Just like your roommate Kyle.
Apparently.
Supposedly.
Okay.
Also, love
I'd like to phone a friend. Kyle, please confirm. I have a picture of his bloody face.
I didn't really prove
you do.
Too bad this is a podcast.
We'll put it on the website.
Website coming soon.
www.internet.com.
I will say that if I was to walk into a room and the doll that wasn't on the rocking chair was on the rocking chair and moving, I would do that. I would close the door and burn the fucking house down.
Yeah, correct.
That's the that only steps. Or move.
There, okay,
which I mean they
all,
end
actually,
up doing, but
here's a couple of things that I would have done differently, and maybe I wouldn't have had to have a really nice new neighbor die.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
So all the stuff starts happening, you get rid of the doll, it comes back, you get rid of it again, the doll's in different places in the house, you get rid of it, the doll die or like the doll's in the hands of a crazed lunatic that dies. Mm-hmm. All of those reasons, like, you just wouldn't hold on to the doll. You wouldn't let it back in. You wouldn't bring it to your new home.
Nope. You also probably wouldn't leave your door unlocked.
Well, it was a different time.
No, not in L.A.
Did you
live in L.A. in the 60s or 70s?
Yeah, I wasn't getting my medical degree. Yeah, no.
I mean, especially with all the, with you know, the satanic panic, all them cultures.
Well, they referenced that at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because the times were a changing.
Indeed. And
sorry,
yet.
I just need to interrupt. Okay. Let's talk about, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe this is something I've never, that is happens, and maybe I just never done it, but the how excited she got about pickles and mustard.
I don't want to try it.
Girlfriend. Yeah, I'm all about that.
Have you done it?
You take pickles.
I'm sure I have high at some point. Totally. Yeah. I love pickles. I love mustard. I don't know how marrying the two would be bad.
What do you think about pickles and mayo? I don't know.
That seems, I mean, I'd do a pickled mayo sandwich, but the idea of just eating like a dollop of mayo.
It doesn't have to be a dollop.
A little, a schmear.
I'm going to try that.
Research.
You know, actually, I know this, and we might have to cut this out because it's a little creepy, but that's what anorexics do, or bulimics, they eat, or anorexics, because they...
Okay. Anabolexic. Now we can't cut it off because of that terrible botched
joke.
They
take a pickle that has no calories, basically.
Pickles don't have calories?
Barely any. Barely any.
What?
And then they
so when I tried to be anorexic one time,
we should all try, you know,
so
see how it happens.
I think the most frustrating thing is that I am not strong enough to be anorexic. You're going to have to cut all this out.
It's fine.
I know eating disorders are serious. Okay.
Anyway,
pickles.
What they will do, they'll put pickles and mustard on it because mustard has zero calories. I dated anorexic.
So do you think
recovering
they were
anorexic.
Trying to just shed, like, there was a message?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with this. I just thought it was so funny. Huh.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Yes.
I need any clarification here. So when, you know, the break-in happens, they try to stay there, she burns the house on fire. By the way, she sets the house on fire. Also, after her husband leaves her alone.
Yeah.
She has no friends, no coworkers, nobody that she can stay with or somebody can stay with her while she's pregnant, has been stabbed, and somebody broke into the house. Whatever.
The scene's always the same. It's always like, babe, I really gotta go. I have to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big conference. You know, I gotta go.
Sorry that it's too bad we know nobody, so you have to be by yourself in the house where somebody tried to murder us. Whilst pregnant.
Yeah, like actually no friends.
They had no friends. And then they moved to Pasadena.
What a bunch of losers.
Right?
And to clarify, if you had friends in Santa Monica and you moved to Pasadena, you lost those friends.
Actually, but, that's true.
So, but here's the thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, they go to the same church. So I guess
You're driving across town.
Yeah, we're to believe they're driving from Pasadena to Santa Monica to go to church.
I don't know what traffic was like in the 60s or 70s.
I'm calling bullshit.
But getting from Pasadena to Santa Monica would take at least 2 hours.
Yes.
That's probably the biggest lie.
I think that is the biggest lie, that they went to the same church.
It's not so much that I don't believe the demon part. It's the commute time to church is ridiculous.
I mean, There's no way.
Otherwise, totally believable story.
Calling bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything else, for sure.
But that, that one's false.
I was actually, like, when they went to church, I thought about that. Like, I was confused. And then they're like, oh, good to see you. Or he knew their tragedy. Yeah. Or tragedy? He knew their...
Well, he says...
What's the word?
He says...
what they'd been through.
We miss the Higgins. Right.
Yes. That's when he said that.
Really miss the Higgins, which means that that's the church they were going to in the beginning. And I had this moment where I thought to myself,
"No way.
There's no way.
No way, Jose."
And then there's some issues with like context and timing too, because she meets Evelyn, their one and only friend, Evelyn, the owner of the bookstore. Who I love me some Evelyn.
I liked her. Yes.
She was wonderful, and she approaches them outside of church, but supposedly they met her in Pasadena. But she's outside of the church, so...
When did they meet her in Pasadena?
She owns the bookstore in their new neighborhood.
Oh, wait, sorry. Say it again. What about the church thing with Evelyn?
So, Evelyn approaches them in front of the church. We assume that they're going to... Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, she's a fun guest.
Yeah.
No. Wait, does she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Never saw the movie. Wait, really? That's crazy. Crazy to run into your neighbor.
I mean, it's just basically they had some story problems where they were.
This was a Band-Aid for sure. This was like, we need this.
Or whoever wrote it has no idea what the LA landscape looks like. Yeah. And they just thought Pasadena's right next to Santa Monica.
Well, where does Blood Monkey take place?
I want to say it's in the swamp somewhere.
Wait.
It's in the swamps of Pasadena. Oh. Because that's what Gary thinks. So should we, any other thoughts before we move into the truths?
Well, what did we think about the ending or sacrificing yourself?
Oh God, that's right. I guess we haven't even gotten into that.
You skipped the whole.
I liked
the priest calling the Warners, and then remember that he was supposed to call the Warrens.
Yeah, the Warrens, right? He mentions. Does he say the Warrens by name?
Yes. I think he says it by name.
Oh, he does. I thought he was like a couple.
Whatever, yeah.
He calls them.
He goes to call them, and he's stopped by the demon.
Yes.
Yes.
Thrown in front of the church.
Yes.
Right.
By the demon.
Yes.
And then luckily warns the husband while she goes through some serious trauma in the house, which I'm okay. Look, I don't want to tell anybody how to raise their kid or what you should do with a baby. I've never had a baby, and I'm terrible at looking after them. But aren't you not supposed to leave babies alone in rooms by themselves?
It depends.
On the floor?
First of all,
I had a huge problem with that as well, especially when they're experiencing the craziness.
When she thinks a demon is trying to take the baby away?
Yeah, and then she just casually... Like, when the priest thing happens, they're like, oh no, where's the baby? And I'm like, why didn't you... Like, I would never put the baby down if I was worried about a demon stealing its soul.
That's true.
But especially since the demon is trying to get it to read and just throwing books at it. I think the demon is raising the baby arguably better than
the demon wasn't hitting it. It could have easily hit.
It could have hit the baby. It didn't.
The demon was like,
read.
Self-help. You're smarter than you think. Here, read this book.
This will prep you.
Tale of Two Cities.
Oh, it's actually really sweet when you look at it that way.
Moby Dick.
It's very sweet. And then we get the weird writing on the ceiling. And
I didn't understand that. This is where it all falls apart.
Yeah, I didn't get that part either.
This is where it stops being scared, too.
Well, then it was tied back, because then, like, the crayon goes in the hallway, and then there was, like, the kids' drawings before.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Gosh. So I'm like, kids that she meets in the hallway, how creepy is it that she, first of all, is talking to these strange kids that
she
are...
was being she, sketchy with them.
She was in the wrong there. If I was going to judge Judy that situation, she's 100% in the wrong.
Especially when the kids were clearly told, don't talk to strangers, like, respect that.
And then she says weird shit like, oh, maybe we'll be friends. Maybe we'll be friends someday. That is some predatorial...
Yeah.
No. not a fan.
I agree.
Yeah. And then she sacrifices.
And then Evelyn, yeah. Arguably the one likable character.
She is. She's awesome. She's from Luke Cage. I'm looking at both of you. You've never seen it. No.
She's the only person in the film that looked familiar to me besides the animal.
She's really good at Luke Cage. If you want to watch that.
She was great. I mean, she was great in this. She was the highlight of this really for good, me. Yeah. Yeah. Except for the, you know, I guess she saves the day at the end.
She really did save the day.
I felt, you know, girl, I don't want you to die.
It was dark, but she also, at that, I mean, she wanted to. She had so much guilt for her daughter. Oh,
that was heavy.
That was bad.
What was the story behind that again?
They were tired and she fell asleep at the wheel and they got in a car accident. You know? And her kid, could you imagine? You can't because you're not a mother.
I am actually.
You're kind of a dad.
Yeah. I will tell you, if I was driving a car and I fell asleep.
Don't say it.
We're not allowed to discuss something so heavy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, shit happens.
If you accidentally were responsible for a child's death.
Your child.
Or someone else's, really, either.
Oh, that's totally, I mean, I feel like it's way more heavier for someone else's child.
I don't know. I feel like both equally are not great.
Murder's typically not.
We're not going to call it murder.
It's like how it's accidental death. Manslaughter.
Manslaughter.
Yeah.
Vehicular.
Yeah.
Manslaughter.
So, I don't know. I think when something like that happens, you're kind of like, and then there's a demon. Are we
ready to debunk some of this Annabelle bullshit?
Tell me what's real.
All right, so the way we're going to do this, Elise, is we're going to ask you some questions and whether or not you think they're true or false, and we'll explain some. This is the test portion of the podcast.
Pop quiz.
I feel like we need, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, like, music.
She already made a phone a friend joke.
Yeah, I know.
So that's true.
Also, I did not turn any lights on and the sun is setting and it's about to get real spooky and real sexy in here. All right, so I guess let's go top level here. Elise, do you think there is a real evil Annabelle doll?
Yes.
Well, yeah. So technically,
that would be ridiculous if there was not
end of podcast.
Yes, bye. Yeah. It was lovely having you. Thank you.
Nothing else is true. Good night.
Yes. Goodbye. Apparently, yes, right? So those famous ghost hunters we were talking about, Ed and Lorraine Warren, claim that they collected a doll, which they deemed to be possessed by a demon. Again, not a ghost, a demon.
And I'm very familiar with who they are.
Exactly. Yes.
No.
Big fan. Elise's. I'm a big fan. So the owner of the doll, which we'll get into later, contacted them saying the doll was behaving strangely, and a local medium told them it was possessed by the ghost of a girl named Annabelle. So even the same name. The owner tried to accept the spirit and say, you know, it was cool, you can live with us, but the behavior of the doll grew malicious. The Warrens intervened and took the doll. We'll get into details later, but yes, there was a doll.
It was.
And they hold, like they mentioned that at the end of the movie, right? Like they're holding onto this doll in a case.
Yeah, actually, we can
get into that. Do you think,
is that Annabelle 3? Is that what just hit the theaters?
No. I don't think so. I haven't seen it yet, but it's called Annabelle Comes Home.
Comes Home.
It's supposed to be a sequel to this one.
No, there's Annabelle Creation.
Which is a prequel.
Oh.
So it's a first, a prequel, and a sequel.
Okay, so let's go through this. I have some thoughts about this, but let's go through the facts.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Let's move on to the look of the doll. So do you think the doll was this terrifying porcelain nightmare?
Wait, what I saw in the movie, was that a scary doll?
No.
Or in real life?
Yeah. Do you think in real life that the Annabelle doll, because we know that a creepy Annabelle doll existed, do you think it was a scary porcelain doll?
And I actually can't believe I didn't look it up.
I'm so glad you didn't.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do research for this, by the way.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, my God.
But you just said you're so glad you didn't look it up. So you thought about it.
When you're watching a movie like that, you want to see what the real doll looks like.
Girl, I know that's why we're making podcasts. Hell yeah.
Jesus.
I imagine that it's... I think all dolls are a little scary, but I'm betting it's probably not as scary as that one.
Yeah, so not at all. Do you know what a Raggedy Ann doll is?
Yeah, I used to have one. It was the size of Annabelle.
It was that doll. So that doll was made in...
Oh my God, I had this doll.
Yeah. I actually found the interview with is it Elizabeth Warner?
Lorraine Warren.
Lorraine Warren,
Can you show me a picture of her?
She... they asked the director of The Conjuring. He's like, he was worried that the Raggedy Ann wouldn't allow it to happen. So they made a much creepier fucking doll.
Yep, exactly.
Did you have this doll growing up?
I actually didn't have a Raggedy Ann doll. Is it weird that
I had it? I had it. I mean, I threw it away. I didn't have it.
This year when my parents sold their house?
Really?
Is that when my life's been shitty until...
That's why you're...
Get better?
I mean, she just looks like a Raggedy Ann doll.
Yes, I had that doll.
That is terrifying. So that's... Yeah, that is the doll right there.
What's the creepy doll that everyone has? American Girl.
I have that as well. It's in my room at home.
Yeah. American Girl dolls are... I mean, they're scarier than Raggedy Ann. What did you have? Oh, I had Kirsten.
Because you wanted to be blonde, I remember.
I know. It was weird. I wanted to be blonde.
I have Molly.
Now I love Molly. Oh, you have Molly on you?
At my apartment.
Oh, nice. Did you get it?
What? Oh, Molly. Like drugs.
Like drugs, yeah.
I wish. Yeah.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Okay. So moving on, we're going to go to the owners now. So do you think that the original owner of the Annabelle doll was a nursing student? I don't know if you remember in the beginning of the film. Mm-hmm. They have a... By the way, was that a direct scene steal from The Conjuring? Was that just the exact same scene?
I think so, yeah.
It was just... No. They just replayed the Conjuring scene?
Wait, I'm confused. I think...
The intro. So the intro to The Conjuring was of the Annabelle doll...
But that's not the nurses. Oh, the actual nurse.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
The nurses, and then at the end,
yes.
She wants the moms buying the doll.
Yeah.
It is. Absolutely. Okay.
I'll tell you, I literally knew nothing about this story, but my cousin, whose eyes bleed, came in while I was watching it, and because he's kind of, he just wants to know, I know he knows stuff. Just out of nowhere, is like, well, it's about like the nurses and the doll, right? And I'm like, why are you doing this? He's like, well, it's common knowledge. Everyone knows it was a nurse.
Kyle is correct. It was.
Kyle is correct.
I didn't know that.
It was. So, yeah, it's true. I got to say, though, it should have been about the nurses.
Yes.
The third one's probably going to be about the...
This is the only true part about this movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll get into some of the nuances, but pretty much the intro scene is the only thing true about this entire film.
Nothing before this. There's no...
A little... So Jake just gave out a lot of spoilers for a lot of questions that I'm about to ask.
Yeah. Okay. I luckily was not paying attention to what he said.
I was very upset.
But so in 1970, a nursing student named Donna received the gift of the Annabelle doll from her mom for her 28th birthday. And similar to the intro scene, she had a female roommate named Angie and then a male friend named Lou. So there were two girls and
classic
a dude.
Lou.
Yeah, you know, that's not a devil's threesome. The devil's threesome is the two guys, right?
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower.
So just a regular old threesome. So yeah, the intro scene
I've not done that.
That's the only factual part. Pretty much.
Well,
how about the location? Do you think the events took place? So we know there's a haunted doll. We know Donna had it. Do you think that was in California?
I'm guessing yes, because why would they do that?
Well, it fucking wasn't, and we don't know.
That is ridiculous.
I know.
Was it because they were filming it here and it was easier?
So no, it's not. It's not in California. The events actually took place in New England. Hmm. Not even close.
Like almost the furthest...
Yeah,
away.
Kind of. I think my assumption, is that they wanted to go for that, like, you know, there's the whole satanic cult. They wanted that California Manson-y vibe.
Right. It's like, it's a little more, it makes a little more sense.
Here's the theory. They had $6 million and they could not afford to fly everyone to New England.
Just $6.5 million. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But I think
it was a big crew.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
You had to save it for Crafty.
Yeah, exactly.
I worked on a movie one time.
Yeah, nice.
For 1 week.
So we'll do some nuance about actual doll.
Yeah.
Let's get into the doll's behavior. So do you think the owners found Annabelle in different positions or moving around the house?
No. Yes. Yes.
Yes?
Yes or no?
Yes,
yes
or no? Girl, you 100%? Got it.
Yes.
Girl, you got it. You got it. It's true.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you look at my answers.
I cannot see that far and I can't read.
It's a reflection off the window.
Yeah. Okay.
I know. Elise's cheating. She knows too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
So a little bit so you can learn a little bit about the true haunting. It's Donna and Angie, who lived together there with the little nursing students, claimed that they would come home to see Annabelle shifting positions. At first it was tiny stuff, like her arms would be crossed or she'd be just in a different position or in a different room. But then it grew way more odd and malicious. One time they found her standing up straight and leaning on a chair. One time they found her kneeling on her knees. Like, you know those. No. Yeah, mm-hmm. The raggedy. They even said specifically, you can't.
You can't hold them. They're raggedy. Ams.
Bingo.
Nailed it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Once again, close the door. Burn the house out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Found it kneeling. Was unable to kneel. One night, Donna found Annabelle on her bed with what she claims is blood or a red liquid on the doll's hands. And then she said that the blood seemed to be coming from the doll itself. So that is what...
Is it the time of the month? I had to say it, guys.
Oh, have... On I'm her sorry. Hands?
No, sorry.
I knew I like if you weren't going to say something, I was going to.
You're all going to make doll period jokes.
I mean, you were leading us that
way. I mean, dogs get periods, right? Like dolls.
He has a point.
Well, ultimately, that period.
Tristan was like, all right.
All right, we're done here.
Ring leader. So the doll period incident is what led them to bring in a medium.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Did the doll get its periods? True or false?
True.
Ding, ding, ding. You got
it. That is correct.
That is correct. Yes.
That is correct. So in the film, we see the doll leaving weird notes and writing all over the ceiling and drawing weird pictures of the woman getting hit by a car. Do you think...
like a trash truck or like a...
Oh, yeah. What was it? A trash truck?
It was a trash truck.
It was a trash truck. Do you think that the doll did anything like that? Would it...
I'm going to say no.
They say it did. It's interesting. But Donna claims that her and her friend Angie found handwritten notes around the apartment that said either help us or help Lou, which was their male friend that hated the doll. They also said that the notes were written on parchment paper, but nobody in the apartment had parchment paper. So let's let's move on to the physical harm.
I'm not trying to leave that out.
We actually didn't talk about this at all when we were talking about the film, but there's the part where she gets the scratch in her arm from the demon,
right, yeah.
Which was like the symbolic symbol, and then it just goes away. Do we think that that the doll ever scratched anyone or harmed anyone?
Do we?
Physically. Physical harm.
No.
They say so. They claim... So Lou, this is the background of Lou hating the doll. This gentleman named Lou, who is Donna's friend, claims that he approached the doll, felt a sharp burning pain on his chest, lifted his shirt, and saw red scratch marks. They started healing immediately and were completely healed in 2 days, which nobody had ever seen before. And that is what encouraged them to get some interference.
That happens in Harry Potter. It's true. Yeah.
With the forehead?
No, that stays forever.
So how about the couple? Do we think that at one point after the doll was taken away from Donna and Fam, do you think the doll was purchased by a young couple?
Yes.
So, it is false. Essentially the rest of the movie is pretty much bullshit. The only thing that's true is the introduction.
The nurse. Okay. Yeah. I remember you saying that.
So I think this is my theory on this one, is that they must not have the rights to that story or something.
Yeah, because there's no reason to not
tell that story.
I mean, it's an interesting story. I guess, you know, there's no Evelyn sacrificing herself.
Right. But you could have done that story with the nurses.
I know. It could have been interesting. And you could have just made lies around it.
Yeah.
It's only because that actress's name is Annabelle.
Yep, that's it.
Yes.
You had asked, is the end true? And the end is pretty much true. So, yeah, the doll, you saw the picture of it, sits in a glass box in their occult museum, which is in Connecticut.
Have you ever been there?
No, but I want to go, so bad. Yeah. But unfortunately, so Ed Warren died in 2006, and then Lorraine Warren died in April of this year. So I know, really sad. She was 92.
What are they going to do?
I heard it's run by their son, though.
I think they have relatives, yeah.
Yeah.
But they do. I mean, you can pay to visit this occult museum, and the whole thing is that it is filled with haunted artifacts. They get into it in some of the other movies in the universe, but Annabelle's in there. Everything in there
Should
is supposedly.
Go?
I want to go so bad. Go, yeah.
Let's go.
Just look up tickets. Not right now, though.
It's just in Monroe, Connecticut.
Yeah.
So.
I don't even know where that is.
Is that close to an airport?
I think it's in Connecticut.
Yes.
Nailed it. Check.
Yeah.
And there's probably an airport somewhere in Connecticut.
I went to Connecticut time, but it was by bus.
What?
What else? What else are lies? Just a few other things. There's absolutely no occult or satanic cult tie-in. That was all.
Oh, that, see, that was the part that I liked the most.
I know. I think they just made that up.
So they made it up.
They filmed it in California.
Sold straight from Chucky.
Honestly,
yeah.
As someone who you mentioned has never seen Chucky.
I know the story, though. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't be a jerk.
Sorry.
Can I just ask, what scares you guys so much about dolls?
Because if they do that, that's fucking scary. Dolls shouldn't be able to do that.
Did you ever have like a weird doll experience when you were younger?
No. Oh my gosh, did you?
Yeah. Ooh. Well, no, not so much me. It was my sister.
Okay.
But there was like this doll that it would say, it'd be like, Mama.
Okay.
And it just started talking in the middle of the night.
Would it say like, Mama or was it saying?
It said Mama. Yeah.
It said Mama.
You're going to die. It didn't say that.
She says, you have no friends. Yes.
You are alone and that is a fact.
Yeah. No one will ever love you. You
mean doll.
It's just the meanest doll.
I don't know. Dolls just, and then did you ever see the movie Dolls?
Yeah. That's the reason I hate dolls. It's my sister made me watch it. I was like 6 years old.
Just the thought of like a, it's basically just like a tiny maniac sawing your leg off something with like about a tiny it being, saw.
I have to say for those listening, for the nobody listening, Jake is wearing a Puppet Master shirt with a doll holding a knife.
Puppet
on
Masters
it.
Don't scare me.
What's his name?
That's not a doll. This is Blade.
That's Blade.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid too, you know, like, did you guys sleep with your door open or closed?
Closed.
I slept with my mom.
Jesus. I slept with my mom open because I wanted to know if anyone was going to come in my room. But the only thing I couldn't see when I was laying down was anything below the doorknob.
What did the door opening give you away that someone's coming in?
I don't know what my thought process was totally now that I'm saying it, but I wanted to like know in real time if something was like...
It's so funny because, I would say that seeing or hearing the door open would be my warning sign.
Like as you guys are bringing this to my attention, maybe I was not the smartest child, but I thought...
Well, you can't see.
I don't know why I wanted it open. Was that weird?
No.
But basically, the only thing that freaked me out then was I was like, the only thing that can get in here without me knowing are dolls. Because I wouldn't be able to see them. But I guess if I had shut my door, I would have seen the door open and I could have solved all my
problems. So I saw the movie Dolls, and then I used to, like, there was three boys in one room, and my sister had her own room. So whenever my sister was gone, we're always like, oh, first dibs, blah, 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 to have her own room. And that she had a fucking American Girl doll. Mm. It would look at me. And I still have dreams about that thing talking to me.
Do you guys, if you have like a doll or a stuffed animal, are you very kind to it? I am. Like when I would take them off my bed, I'd kiss it and set it on the ground instead of throwing it. I don't need those things coming back to life. I have a problem.
Elise is terrified
of
dolls.
Yeah, I'm terrified of dolls, but I definitely don't.
You don't kiss your stuffed
animals. No. That's any Ruxpin?
Oh, yeah, those talks.
That used to go off in our room all the time.
Yeah, we had one of those, too.
Yeah. Those creep me out a bit. Mm-hmm. Definitely the talking dolls were a problem.
We also grew up in a time of unsolved mysteries where I was, like, actually scared of everything in my house. Like,
and do you remember that show Fact or Fiction?
Oh, yeah.
With number two from Star Trek?
Yep.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, they would present... I think it was four stories per episode, and you had to figure out if it was fact or fiction. It was very similar to this podcast. Maybe it's where I got the inspiration. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, so I guess if we had to kind of look at this movie overall and rate it on a validity / truth scale, 1 out of 10 dolls.
Oh.
10 being the true. I don't know, Jake, do you want to figure out a...
No, that's fine.
You want to do dolls?
Keep going.
All right. Yeah. 10 being the most accurate movie ever and 1 being a load of crap. What are you thinking, Elise?
A two
dolls.
Well,
two
just because
dolls.
That we confirmed already that it's based off of just the first scene.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll say 2 only because there's true things about the story.
Right. Yeah.
But this, for some reason... They just made up a new story.
And put those true things in that.
I think it wouldn't even matter as much if they didn't like hint towards the whole nurse story. Right?
Like, yeah.
Like, I feel like they...
There's something behind it.
They had to.
There's
got to be a reason why they can't tell that story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it is a great... That's the movie we wanted to see. And that would be the true movie.
Yeah. It's not like we gained anything from seeing a couple with a kid. You know, like two nurses in an apartment. You're just as creepy. Sorry, I'm trying to burp as I talk.
Yeah, it's hard to watch.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it was hard to hear.
Yeah.
I think, I actually agree. You know what? I might even say a 1.8 dolls
out
of 10.
Yeah.
I mean,
you said 1 was like nothing. So
okay, so
I know I'm going. So, I'm one,
so
I'm,
two, so two, and then 1.8.
So now, an average of two. So I might as well just like two.
Yeah, you just want to be.
But what are we thinking overall? Like personally, did you like the movie?
I did not. I thought it was super paint by numbers.
Would you watch it again?
Probably not. No.
Or oh, well, you had to.
I had to for this. Yeah. Yeah.
You being Elise.
I probably won't. Well, actually, I'm not. Never say never. I might watch it.
Okay.
All right. What about you, Jake? Did you like
it? I hated it.
You hated it.
I hated it. I honestly thought it was just not. It was not good. I never wanted to watch it, and I've watched it now. I want to watch. That's my watch. That freaked me the fuck out.
Not scared of this movie, but scared of watches.
and afraid of dolls.
Because it went through
the microphone,
and I heard it through both headphones. Oh. So I thought it was the doll talking.
Oh god, he is jumping. He's jumping and looking behind him.
What I was trying to say is I think they got it right in the next two. So I now want to watch the next two.
I want to watch the next two.
Yeah.
But I also think the doll was scary enough looking. Like, I think maybe the best thing they did was not using Raggedy Ann. And even if it was because they weren't allowed
to.
Oh,
that doll. I mean, that
doll is like a terrifying doll.
It is a cool looking doll, for sure.
So, like, that part alone, you know, made it.
Oh, yeah. And I've seen the second movie. It's much better.
Yeah. So, not good. So, but,
sorry.
Would we suggest our friends to watch it? Like, even just, like, you should just watch it once.
I would say, yeah.
I would say just to be involved in the cultural... No, you say no.
I say no.
Jake is
really?
Yeah. It's fucking sucked.
You think it was that bad?
It was that bad. I literally finished watching.
What was your least favorite part?
All of it.
Yes.
All right.
All right. On that note. Me out. So, Elise, thank you so much for,
thank
for
you
joining
for
us, for putting up with this, for watching a movie that Jake hated so much, for choosing it.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, you liked it?
Watch it again, yeah.
You're changing all over the place. All right, anyways.
Well, I'm glad that Elise liked it. I'm glad that your roommate is possessed and that you can maybe make your own sequel because you're clearly going to get murdered by a doll or Kyle later.
Yes.
Probably Kyle.
Yes.
Holding your doll.
Well, thanks so much, guys. Thank you, Jake, as always.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks, I've been Teresa. I'm signing off. Bye, guys.